Good morning. So I was trying to make your morning recording while I was outside today taking a walk, and the crows have been coming to talk to me every day, and I decided to record a little bit of them and then just record my message to you with them in the background. However, when I got back to my studio, got my coffee, which I have right here. Let me have a sip, actually. And listened to the recording. It was so loud. All you could hear were the crows, and then the wind was, it's really blustery today in San Francisco. It's gray and a little bit rainy and blustery, and the crows were so excited that you couldn't hear what I was saying. And that's kind of funny, but I had some other really short snippets like this one of just the crows. So I guess, you know, let me see where it wants to go now. I'll start with the crows, and I can't remember, I may have talked to you about them already, but just starting a few weeks ago, I had told my nieces a story about some crows. And it doesn't really matter what it was, but there was sort of this like magical element to it. And I don't know, maybe just a few days after that, when I was taking my morning walk, they started to come, like the crows would follow me, really. Like, so they would come and they would caw and they would jump along the wires up above and then fly a little bit ahead, and then I would catch up to them and they would caw again. So this is the context. And I was talking to I hope this just doesn't sound zany. It might. I guess it doesn't really matter if it does or it doesn't. But it's actually an important element of what I want to say, which is, so I was talking to my friend Morgan on the phone yesterday and telling him, Morgan loves nature and he has studied a lot about our connection to nature. And I was telling him about the crows, and he said, well, when you go out walking, why don't you just ask them, ask them what they're saying? So this morning I was out walking and I was listening to this book called Essentialism, which I know I've talked to you about before. And I've actually mentioned to you because I was reading, Greg McKeown is the author, and he has a second book called Effortless. This will all come together, I promise you. Well, maybe, maybe not. I hope it does. Maybe it won't, because I'm going to take another tangent, because this is how the mind works. And this is actually what I was recording about, which I love. It's just coming across in a different way. So before I went for my walk this morning, I have a ritual that I've started recently of what I call sort of like, it's like a archaeological dig into my writings. I have just hundreds and hundreds of files of things from, you know, when I've done free writes or I've done morning writing practices. And I just thought recently it would be interesting to go back and do this sort of dig and see what treasures might be buried there. And this morning, and this is what the main point I want to say to you, because I feel like this is so essential. Essentialism, essential. Which is, this morning I stumbled upon something I'd written when my son, who's now almost 21, he was 4. And I had written that Cain was building something. And he said to his dad, oh wait, I'm going to actually find it, because I want to make sure I get this the way that Cain said it, because it was so beautiful. Bear with me. Hello, hello. This is how life goes. Oh, yes. Yeah, so I love this. I titled it Build Mystery. This morning, Cain, who's my son, this morning Cain said, Daddy, how about if we get a bunch of wood and build something out of it with hammers and see what it turns out to be? How about if we get a bunch of wood and build something out of it with hammers and see what it turns out to be? And Bob had replied, you know, I love the way you think. You know, you have that like very artistic way of thinking, because for me, I usually think about what I want to build and then build it. And this really struck me as I was reading this morning, because I thought about how I'm in this place in my life right now where it feels like something's happening, but I don't actually know what. And I've kind of dropped this sense, maybe that's probably what led me to read the book Effortless, that there's something about where I felt as if I didn't want to push. I didn't want to, set out to do something. I wanted to see what would happen. This is actually revealing itself to me as I'm talking to you in ways that I hadn't exactly seen. I just knew that paragraph from my son really jumped out at me. Okay, and then, so what I was recording to you about that you can't hear because of the loud wind and crows was I was saying to you, at exactly the moment in this book, Essentialism, that the crows first came this morning, the author was talking about journalism. And he was giving this example of these journalism students who were given all of these facts and told to write an article about them. And the facts had to do with things like, you know, next Thursday, all of the teachers are going to be at this symposium. Here's who the speakers are going to be. This is what's going to happen at the symposium. And kind of like the who, what, where, when, why details were given to these journalism students, and they were told to write the lead, you know, the first sentence. And that first sentence is really where, you know, in journalism, you give the gist of it. Well, the point was that none of the students in the class wrote, which was really what was essential about the story, which was, there will be no school next Thursday, right? So they all sort of just regurgitated all of the facts that they were given and wrote them in different ways, but they didn't look beyond what was given to them to see what was really essential. And in my mind, when I was walking this morning and listening to that, it connected to what I had read about Cain saying, you know, let's see what it turns out to be. To me, and I think that this is what wants to be said this morning, it has to do with what are we not seeing that is essential in our lives? And to add to this message, so I think I started to tell you this and then I got veered off, but when I was talking to my friend Morgan yesterday, he said, well, why don't you ask the crows what they're saying to you? So I kind of paused and looked up, and there were three of them, you know, cawing. And I just kind of said, what are you saying? And what dropped in that moment was that they said, from where we sit, we see way more than you do. You think that you're looking around at the world. You think you're seeing everything there is to see, but we have a whole big wider perspective. And they said, you know, it's important to remember that there's all kinds of different perspectives that you may not be seeing in the moment, and to seek out where you can get some help finding that perspective. So, okay, so again, if you're like, oh my gosh, Sherry has gone off the rails, that's fine. You don't have to listen, or you can keep listening and just find it funny. But to me, what this is about is that there's magic everywhere, and that we're not always seeing it. Like, so when Cain said, let's get a bunch of wood and build something out of it with hammers and see what it turns out to be, he was basically saying, I'm going to live in a way that life will bring me surprise and delight. Rather than, which again, there's nothing wrong with this. I think there's a time and a place for all of it. But what I'm talking to you about today is that sometimes when we come from a place of, I'm setting out to build X, we can forget to open up our minds to see all the other possibilities or all of the other mysteries that want to come in. And I really do. The reason that I'm so emphatic about this morning is that I really feel in my own life that I've been in what I thought was a period of kind of, I felt a little bit flatlining, truthfully, like just kind of Like, I wasn't tapping into the magic in the way that I can sometimes, or I wasn't tapping into sometimes where my mind just feels like every day there's all these connections being made, and I've just been watching it. I've been watching and focusing on this effortlessness, focusing on paring back, and I've just been noticing, just as I did with the crows, right? Noticing like, oh, that's interesting. And noticing how it feels in my body, and noticing there's been some, I think I talked to you about this, I can't remember, but a real focus on health and well-being, and focusing on my sleep, and focusing on how much water I'm drinking, and focusing on how much I'm moving during the days. These kind of interesting back to the basics, really, of being a human being on this planet. And I think that in retrospect now, that this real focus on caring for my body is almost like tuning an instrument, you know, or tuning a receiver. I don't know. I don't really understand how that works. So that's going to be a bad metaphor, but it's the one that came. Hold on. I better have a sip of my coffee. Which, by the way, I love coffee, and I know I just told you I was focusing on health, and people might think, what, you're drinking coffee? But, you know, part of my philosophy about health is that there are certain things that we absolutely love that bring us joy, and coffee's one of them for me. I have been exploring, instead of using creamer like I used to use, I've been exploring, this, you know what, I don't need to get off on this, do I? No. Well, I guess maybe it is a part of it because it dropped in. I think that it's important to follow our joy and discern like what we need to do. Like if our quote unquote joy is something where we start to suspect, like I started to suspect that the cream that I was using was full of sugar, which it was. And so I've been substituting it for something that doesn't have sugar, but is still tasty. Anyway, I digress. This morning, Cain said, I'm reading to you again, build mystery. This morning, Cain said, Daddy, how about if we get a bunch of wood and build something out of it with hammers and see what it turns out to be? And I guess what I want to leave you with today is, where is this applicable in your life? Where are you allowing yourself, or could you begin to allow yourself, to just follow what is interesting or what is sparking and not have to know what it means? Like, so for me, you know, it's now been probably about 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks since the crows started coming. And I really didn't do anything with that. I just kind of kept building, quote unquote. Every day I would pay attention, I would stop, I would pause, I would notice that they were following me and cawing. And then today, all of a sudden, it felt as if something revealed itself. And where in our lives can we allow that? And where can we allow it to be playful in the way that Cain was, you know, at age 4, getting a hammer and some wood and just playing and then seeing what gets built? And the second piece of that, I think, is really the paying attention, as, you know, both, I think, what Morgan was pointing to, like paying attention to what I wasn't seeing, which was I wasn't asking myself, oh, what do I think they're saying? Or like this author of Essentialism and Effortless was saying about those journalism students, like they were missing the real meaning because they were only paying attention to what they could see in front of them and not asking, what else is here? And I guess that those are the messages for today. And my, you know, my weekly challenge to you is, what can you allow, or how can you give yourself permission to build something without knowing what it is? And it might have to do with how you're being in a relationship, right? How you're interacting with someone. It might be something like you know, you're drawn to play an instrument or to start cooking something new, or you might be drawn to new habits. And can you allow yourself to just sort of follow that with a spirit of curiosity, but not having to know that there's something, an end in mind? All right. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye-bye.